It's a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium after a win. Big weekend for the Patriots and big, maybe even a bigger weekend for the Chicago Cubs.
Ooh.
Because they got their guy, Alex Bregman, who unfortunately will not be in a Red Sox uniform this season. How was your winter weekend experience with the Red Sox, Curtis?
I'm glad you asked. So it was lovely. Saturday, Ken said, get here at 9 because we might have to tape some interviews. Okay, I got there at 9:15. And right before the top of the hour, we're literally about to go on air. Thankfully, Doug's finally quieting down. And one of the Red Sox media people says, we're going to do Craig right now. We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes with Breslow.
So mind you, we have been seated in this building for 45 minutes together, doing nothing, and they knew we were here because they requested that we get there so that we could be flexible with getting guests on.
Yeah.
And Ken said, well, can we do it later? Like, you know, when we don't have 5 minutes, we're opening a show that's like literally never done. They're like, no, this is all we can do. And it was just so symbolic about what they're worried about and what they're not. And there's many things you can say about me. Many people have said all of them. But I don't accept spin. Spin is the one thing that I feel is such an indictment on who you are and an offense to the people that you are trying to talk to, being your fans. And it was noteworthy that Breslow was so quick. So, you know, get me out of here. I don't want to answer any questions. And then Sam came on and, you know, was obstinate, a little aggressive. I saw Mrs. Pizzuti. She came down and was watching.
Do you think that they believed at that point that they were still in on Bregman?
No.
And that they were going to get him at 5 years, $161 million, when the actual deal was 5 years, $175 million?
No. So if you were to ask me, what is more important to John Henry, a salary cap or winning a World Series? A salary cap by 1,000. And they didn't mention Bregman. He was a free agent. Ken asked Sam, and Sam said, I can't talk about players on teams. He's not on a team. And last year, the whole buildup, we noted how crazy it was that they were so open about Bregman, and he hadn't even signed here yet. And so Sam Kennedy sits down, and he's talking to me and saying that he's correcting me. I don't know if we have the audio shine, but I was talking about the offseason because my first comment to Breslow was that we didn't have much time, but I said, I guess that's fine because we could talk about all the signings you made in the 5 minutes. He didn't like that very much. But here is what my conversation sounded like with Sam Kennedy.
Yeah. I mean, is it to be litigious or argumentative?
Okay. Yeah.
But
my parents wanted to correct me. Yeah.
You mentioned, I think, $250 million.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go back to this time last year, this organization has taken on, I did the math just because I was going to be prepared for this line of questioning of you.
Yeah.
I think it's about $498 million of contractual commitments that this organization has taken on. You know, you mentioned Garrett Crochet, right? You mentioned Roman Anthony. You mentioned Christian Campbell. We did the Bregman deal last year. So it totals $498 million. And again, our fans, there's a lot of media talk about dollars and 250, and I'm throwing out $498 million. It doesn't matter. We need to win baseball games.
Okay, stop it there. So you literally said you prepared for the interview by creating some nonsensical Fugazi stat about what the money is that you're going to be paying for 15 years. And then you say, but it doesn't matter. Like in that one clip, you hear the two faces of the Red Sox. Can't both be true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I just find it offensive for the fans of this team where somebody in that building told Will Fleming something. It's not Will Fleming's fault. Will Fleming reported what somebody told him, that they were going to have an aggressive start to the winter meetings.
Yeah. And it's quite the opposite.
Oh, it's the opposite.
And it is quite. And so from my perspective, I didn't experience what you went through, and but as a fan, it is bothersome to me that you ruined your relationship with Rafael Devers.
Right.
You brought Alex Bregman in. That caused a rift there. So you got to get rid of Devers. Fine. I was on the record at the time as saying that that was an upside when it came to the fellas and the way they went about their business. I felt like, but you did not replace that player, and you lost Alex Bregman
right.
over a no trade clause that he wanted and you wouldn't do, and $15 million.
And it's
that's the difference there is from 100 if the Red Sox were in on 5 years and $160 million as was being reported, then it's $15 million and your unwillingness to give him a no trade. And so it's a fail. That's an epic fail by Craig Breslow.
There's no contingency plan.
There's not.
It's an epic fail by everybody, though. You're so right, because you can't go through an entire season after getting rid of Rafi Devers and going on this campaign for Alex Bregman and how great he is for the clubhouse,
right.
How he's the future for this team. You can't light up cigars and post that on social media, and then just less than a year later, he's out of town, and you have no replacement for a guy that wanted to be here for the long haul.
Well,
and
that's
Rafi Devers.
Their biggest issue is really not about not re-signing Bregman. It's about not having a replacement or a contingency plan. Because
I disagree with you. It's about not re-signing Bregman.
But if you signed Kyle Schwarber or Pete Alonso, you put yourself in a position to be like, okay, this is where we are.
Well, I know, but we're not doing ifs.
That's my point. You have no contingency plan.
But I didn't. I wasn't willing for them to exchange those two things. They needed to sign Alex Bregman and go out and get Pete Alonso, Schwarbs. The next thing is going to be, hey, we're all in on Bo Bichette. We're going to add a bat with Bo Bichette, and you're going to go, oh, this is great. They're all in on Bo Bichette.
But you got to stop getting those guys. They're not getting them. That's the problem.
What, one of the most brilliant things that Bill Belichick did in this building for 20-plus years was doing business as business is being done.
Right.
And this ownership group did their business, they did a great job, and now they're trying to live off of what they did instead of what they're going to do. And one thing that was so important for me to get across with those guys, they made the playoffs thanks to the creation of another playoff spot. They won 89 games and would have missed the playoffs if it wasn't for these new rules making everybody better. And they're acting like they're taller, but the requirement just got shorter. And the other thing is that if this were the Red Sox with Larry Lucchino and they lost to a local kid that turned on the city in game three of a 3-game wild card at Yankee Stadium, they would address the offseason the next day.
Right.
They'd be saying, this is not acceptable. We need to beat the Yankees. Right. It's not a choice. We have to fix the team.
Well, I just don't think, their clear intention is to be the one team apparently that's going to be focused on the salary cap at a disadvantage to their fans. And if that's what you're going to do, then fine, own it. Tell everybody about it. Let everybody know. The team is not, I heard you talking about this, I think briefly on Saturday, Curtis, the team, they have not improved the baseball team.
No.
Yes. You added when it comes to pitching, you added somebody if that's going to be your two, that's probably better than the two you had. If Giolito was your two, then you added somebody who's Sonny Gray's potential is to be better, I guess.
But you're a worse team. You are
a wild card team last year, and you have done nothing to improve the team. And if it's all because of money, then just tell us that. If it's all because of some fakakta, one man mission to change the length of deals and the salaries that are paid, like, great. But be the guy who stands up and owns that.
Right.
Do they say to you when you say, well, listen, you are a worse team right now than where you were at, well, not necessarily at this point last year, but when...
They told me about Contreras. They told me about Sonny Gray.
I'm talking about from the standpoint of hitting. Pitching, maybe you might be better. But from the standpoint of hitting, you're a worse team because you did lose Devers and you did
lose
Bregman.
They say that they're going to – there's free agents out there. There's a bat out there. There's a Bo Bichette bat out there. That's what they're going to tell you until – in a week and a half or 2 weeks, they're not going to get Bo Bichette. So,
the last thing on this, Greg, it's very important to me. I think that this Bregman signing at the end of a day where Red Sox fans heard nothing but spin may be what tilts this. Like, it feels much stronger in its heyday.
Yeah. Did you see Alex Cora at all? Because he must be pissed. That's where my mind
is.
I'm
sure he is.
Yeah, he did, sure that's a great point, Courtney. He didn't join us this year, and he's joined us every other year before that.
But does he go to them and say, listen, you know, he's tight with Bregman. Does he go and say, pound his fist and say, give him what he wants? Like,
they have the same agent. Cora and Bregman both are represented by Boris, so I'm sure he knew about
it. All right, well, things are better here at Gillette Stadium.
I'm going to be honest, I was downright shocked when this came out on Saturday night. Not necessarily that Bregman isn't back with the Red Sox. I don't think that in and of itself is shocking.
Right.
The money, the Cubs, the timing, all of it really caught me off guard, real flat-footed on Saturday night.
Yeah, I was trying to watch that Bears-Packers game. I was like, this Bears team's not going to win this game, are they? And then Nick texts us, oh, Bregman's to the Cubs. I was like, come on. Not now. Not now,
not
Bregman.
Now.
Not now, Red Sox. What are you doing? But this is the thing we were waiting on the whole time, because people are trying to warn us. Like, hey, guys, they could go from having Devers and Bregman to, in a year, having neither Devers or Bregman. And I was like, you're right, that could happen, but let's see. Let's see how this all plays out. And I even gave him the benefit of the doubt. Like, I'm like, all right, even if Bregman leaves, if you got Pete Alonso, if you got Kyle Schwarber, you're moving money around, but you're getting some big batters still on the, like, I could have taken that. You didn't get any of those guys.
Nope.
You didn't get any of those guys. And now the worst possible.
They could give a shit.
They could.
Don't you think that's going to happen?
No. No, I don't. But, like, no, this is worst case scenario. This is like, why did you do that whole dog and pony show with Devers and Bregman if you weren't even going to bring Bregman back?
Okay, well, I disagree with that part. Like, Devers getting butthurt over it, he's still to blame for that. Like,
he's
just
a baby.
They just brought it. No, the Red Sox screwed all this up, but I don't think they screwed it up by hurting Devers' feelings. Like, that's letting Devers off the hook.
But they don't have either guy now.
No. That's what they screwed up.
Yeah, no.
No, but the hurting Devers' feelings.
Oh, I don't even like Devers. Yeah, so I'm like, just saying, like, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of production.
Oh, they ruined the relationship with Devers. He's a child.
Yeah, that's fine.
And he's overrated. So, like,
Anderson Hicks. They both suck.
Oh, and
what they've gotten since is
insane. If he can't handle that, that says way more about him than the Red Sox. But the return is awful, and this looks horrendous now that you have neither one. So how could they salvage it? They could sign Bichette. They won't.
They won't.
They could.
They won't sign anybody that's more than 5 years.
No, I mean, the latest thing from Bradfo now is, like, they're expect the Red Sox to pivot to getting a starter.
Yeah, who?
Peralta or Reagan.
They just got four of them. They have is starters right now.
A high-end starter. Is what Brad Foe's saying. I don't think they're going to do that.
My guy Giolito's still out there. Bring him back.
I kind of think this is going to be like...
No, this is devastating.
Yeah, oh, it is.
It is legit devastating. And you know, we were arguing about Bregman all offseason, but I was like, get Pete Alonso and Bregman back. Bregman almost doesn't even count as a move or like a... Certainly not like a new move, because if you look at last year's playoff lineup versus, you know, what we think the opening day lineup will look like... Bregman would have been in both. So, like, yeah, you get credit for bringing him back, but it wasn't like throw a parade, have a press conference, do the jersey thing.
Right.
So, not having him, you just have no third baseman as of right now. This guy was getting so much credit for, like, fixing everybody's swings, fixing everybody's pitch mechanics.
Except his own.
Although he hit in the playoffs.
He did.
Wasn't a lot of games, but I don't know. It's just really frustrating. And like what this says, they're so terrified of long-term deals. And it's one thing you kind of understand. You don't want to give $700 million to a person. Okay. I get that. Not my money, but I get that. 175?
Nothing.
You don't go to 175?
It's nothing.
For a guy that you already know works here?
So I am like amused by all of this. And so, I mean, look, here's where the Devers people have a point, and they've always had this point right. The Red Sox had to eventually replace Devers.
Right.
And Bregman doesn't even really replace him, but this looks just awful. It's such a bad look.
Well, if you're like, oh, Wilson Contreras is the Devers replacement and you have Bregman back, you're like, all right, it's a little bit of a downgrade, but I don't know. It's a guy.
I wasn't looking
forward. Even the best prospect they got back, they moved for Dustin May, who is also gone.
Good point.
Oh, the return for Devers is like a Mookie Betts return.
So, you know, Contreras and Bregman, that's not a World Series team to me, but like, okay, I feel like you could make a case you got better or at least you replaced Devers. But this whole idea now that they're just, who's your third baseman? What are you doing?
You don't have a third baseman.
And so it's an awful, 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 horrendous look. And I love, and I'm not saying it's wrong. Yeah, I think McAdams has been reporting on this that, I mean, number one, they had tons of deferrals. So they wanted to kick that money way down the road, which is less valuable to the player, It's more valuable to the owner. They get to keep all their money in the meantime and kick that can down the road. So Henry's playing games with that.
So that sounds like a team that's going to be aggressive in the rest of free agency.
You also had just, forget deferrals, you just offered less money than the Cubs did. And then you also wouldn't give him a no-trade clause in his deal, which I think is down the list. But I would understand Bregman looking at it and going, well, they paid Devers and then traded him. I want a no-movement clause or a no-trade clause in my deal. And they refused to do it. And all these things are so minor. And if you believe some of the reporting, they were at least close to the Cubs. So why couldn't they go the extra mile? Who do you blame for that? Is that Henry? Is that Breslow? A little bit of both? Who do you blame for that?
This one I think you do have to put on Henry. I think. I mean, I also, I don't know, Alex Cora deserves to be on there somewhere too, because last year, Breslow didn't even really want him, and you could argue that that was wrong, but Cora did. They changed a lot of things for Cora. They brought in their guy who he claimed was the perfect baseball player, and then the next year, they can't even get him, bring him back.
So people need to choose. Like, if you want to blame Breslow, like, I do think this goes above Breslow, but, you know.
I do too, and listen, Breslow shouldn't get off scot-free here any means.
He needs to replace Bregman now on top of Devers. The return for Devers is horrible. Blame Breslow for all that. The contractual stuff is more Henry, but people need to pick. Did Alex Cora get Bregman here last year, or did he not? Because now then Cora should be on the list. You know what other one I've started to hear? Well, it's actually Theo who gets involved on Crochet, and Theo gets involved on Bregman, and he nudges it over the line, and Breslow needs the help from Theo. Okay, so, like, does Theo push these over the goal line, or does he not?
I don't even count him.
So what does Breslow do if he needs help from Theo?
Well, this is the thing. So maybe Breslow doesn't do much, but then you got to blame the people who you actually think can nudge it over the line.
You think it's Henry in this case? Anytime it's a year, if it's not a, re-upping your own guy, which there's a whole calculus to it and arbitration years and what it could cost and all that, because that's the other thing. I don't want to give them a ton of credit for just re-signing their own guys. Free agency should be a big part of team building, and they've basically sat out free agency.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't spent a dollar. So this one is the structure and everything that's Henry. But now to figure out how to replace him, that's going to be on Breslow. And I have no worldly idea what they're going to do for that. And that will be on Craig Breslow.
Yeah. Where it would be on Breslow is if Henry, there's a lot of talk about baseball getting a salary cap at some point and Henry wanting a salary cap. If he gave Breslow a salary cap, if you will, and it's like, this is all we can spend, and he's like, but then Breslow doesn't value Bregman maybe as much as like Cora does, and he's like, well, if I'm only given $200 million to spend, I don't want to sink 120 of it or 170 of it into Bregman. But
I'm gonna spend it on Gray, and I'm gonna spend some of it on Contreras and this and that. I'm not saying Breslow gets no blame.
And the reason why they got Gray is because they're not even paying for his whole contract.
Thank you. So,
and Contreras.
I think it's mostly Contreras. Henry on this one, but Breslow's next. I'd have him above Cora, and I'd have him above Theo. I would just say to the people who think Cora got Bregman last year and Theo pushed the Crochet deal over the line, make sure you're adding them to the list as well. Real quick, because I want to hear it, just because it bothers me and it bothers people. You catch any of Sam Kennedy over the weekend?
Yeah.
Trying to set the record straight on their spending with Ken and Curtis on Saturday. This is at FanFest, which they lucked out on this one, that Bregman signed Saturday night after FanFest and not on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to say they had some hand in that. I don't know how they possibly would have.
Yeah, I blame them anyway.
But they lucked out big time on this one. This is Sam Kennedy just talking out both ends of his mouth.
You mentioned, I think, $250 million.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go back to this time last year, this organization has taken on, I did the math just because I contractual commitments that this organization has taken on. You mentioned Garrett Crochet, right? You mentioned Roman Anthony. You mentioned Christian Campbell. We did the Bregman deal last year. So it totals $498 million. And again, our fans, there's a lot of media talk about dollars and 250, and I'm throwing out $498 million. It doesn't matter. We need to win baseball games. It doesn't matter. We need to win baseball games. But I do need to correct that false, inaccurate portrayal that this team is not committed to dollars and long-term contracts, because it's just false.
Yeah. They actually spend, Keith. You didn't realize that?
A ton of money.
Yeah. They haven't spent one cent in free agency.
You're wrong. You're a liar.
All right, if it's just about winning baseball games, would you win more games with or without Bregman?
Well, I would say with Bregman.
Okay.
And that's me.
All right, let's boil it down to that, though.
We'll have to wait to get our own interview with Sam Kennedy, I guess, to ask that one. But yeah, I would say that's the case.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Or for us today, it is story other than the New England Patriots, who I almost texted you guys over the weekend. I was declaring the Patriots game as a must win because of the news that broke on Saturday, but that felt like something that would easily get brought up and made fun of as a jinx if the Patriots ended up losing.
Yeah, probably.
So I kept it to myself, and they won, and now we're happy about that, which is great, because the other story that broke this weekend is Alex Bregman signing with the Chicago Cubs. So here's what we're going to do. Fitzy's pissed. I'm pissed. So what we're going to do is we're doing 2 3-point stances back to back. Fitzy's talking about Bregman. I am talking about the Red Sox, and then we'll break it down from there. So Fitzy, for your first half of the 3-point stance, are you ready?
Oh, unlike Alex Bregman this year at Fenway, I get to bat leadoff? Sure.
Okay, well, here is 60 seconds. Hit it out of the park. Go ahead.
Well, just in case you were unaware of it, you did just hear the news from Dan Ball. You probably heard it late on Saturday night as Caleb Williams was orchestrating one of the great NFL postseason comebacks, completing a night for Chicago sports that was an all-timer. You see, the Bulls won, the Blackhawks won, the Chicago Bears came back from 21-3. Oh, and the Chicago Cubs stole your third baseman slash unofficial clubhouse leader slash future manager, Alex Bregman, right out from underneath your base path, 5 years, $175 million, as the Boston Red Sox admirably continue Operation FAFO this offseason. I have said one and many times, as I have waved the white flag of postseason logic for these Red Sox, the hot stove nonsense continues to flummox me on a regular basis. If you were going to be so dissatisfied with the defensive play of Rafael Devers that you felt the need to go out and get a defensive replacement and a better clubhouse leader in the form of Alex Bregman to the tune of 3 years, $40 million last year, which would upset your third baseman and best power hitter, forcing you to trade him away, you had to know that Alex Bregman is a mercenary, and so is his agent, Scott Boras, and you were going to have your feet held to the fire to the highest tune of whatever they wanted to get. And if you weren't willing to meet it, and then you were going to come out and say that, oh, we thought the $40 million deal and our offer combined was going to be good enough, you don't understand his value, you don't understand your team, and you don't understand the market, and damn it, you deserve this. But you know who doesn't? Your fans.
Playing the role Ted Johnson in today's episode, and ignoring the buzzer for the 3-point stance, is Nick Fitzy Stevens.
And with my 60 seconds, I will tack on to that, Fitzy, to remind people of the bigger picture for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox are the pawns of Major League Baseball. Don't forget that, because it's true. The definition, which you're not supposed to do to start a wedding speech, a person used by others for their own uses. Don't forget how this works. Agents identify the markets for their clients. So what should I do to drive up the price for my given free agent? Oh, let me tack on the Red Sox. They have a reputation, that's fading right now, of a big spender, of a big market, and they have a passionate fan base, passionate media market, a lot of people on Twitter who will amplify the fact that the Red Sox are interested in my player. You know who doesn't recognize this yet about themselves? That's the Boston Red Sox. They go into negotiations, their model creates this offer that they think is perfect, and they walk away believing, hey, we have Alex Bregman, we have Joe Ryan, we have these players in the bag. Meanwhile, the rest of the league is laughing at the Boston Red Sox and the offers that they put forth. AJ Pierzynski said it perfectly on Foul Territory earlier today, former Red Sox catcher. The Red Sox thought that Scott Boras was bluffing. They didn't budge on their offer. And that's how you end up getting $10 million less, and they go back to him when it's too late, and Bregman's upset, and now he's a member of the Chicago Cubs. So don't forget what the new reputation is of the Red Sox. They're no longer spenders. They are pawns for agents to use to get more money for their clients instead.
How could you ever think Scott Boras was bluffing? That's not what he does. I know he's botched a few negotiations in recent years, like with Snell and Jordan Montgomery, and he hasn't always gotten his client top dollar, but you just saw him dangle Pete Alonso in front of you earlier this year, and you didn't bid enough. So he probably thought the Red Sox were non-serious even about the guy that they just basically wrecked their ball club for last year, brought in, and was so incredibly valuable. Why was he worth $40 million for 1 year? But if they have a better offer from the Cubs because they're just playing fair market value, why would they screw around? Oh, well, we already paid you $40 million, so we feel as though you should come to us. That's not how this works. They don't understand the game that they have to play with these people.
They don't have any idea what it takes to land a free agent. That's just the reality now. Because in this situation, you know, you can be fall behind in certain areas and still be in the ballpark and negotiating. But they weren't close financially.
until late. If you listen to AJ Pierzynski, they were close late when it was already over. They weren't really close. They weren't close in deferrals slash actual money, and they weren't close in terms of a no trade clause. So you weren't close. If you're close in one of two or two of three, something like that, you're close. You can argue. You were not close on Alex Bregman. You don't know what it means to sign a free agent, to compete for free agency. And I told you guys, I actually didn't want him back on this type of a deal. This is
grossly overpaid, Andy. Grossly overpaid.
I wanted no part of this. But when you add this in conjunction with a year that starts with Dever, actually starts with Bregman and ends with Bregman, and everything in totality that's gone in and been a disaster since, that's the problem. The mismanagement on the whole over the last year. Because I actually don't care that they pissed off Devers by bringing in Bregman. I'm fine with that. I think you found out Devers is a dink. You probably knew he was already kind of a dink, but just magnified his dinkiness. And that's good. It's like Mac Jones. I'm not sure you actually broke him with Joe Judge. He was going to break at some point. You just broke him sooner and moved on faster so you could get to the next guy, which is Drake May. But the Red Sox don't have a next guy because the next guy was Bregman and the next guy is gone. And then the next guy was Alonso or Schwarber and they don't play here either. And you didn't move on to anybody except Contreras and Sonny Gray and cheap bargain basement pre-lockout deals.
Quick question, Andy, honestly, right now, two things. One, who's your second baseman this year? And number two, I'm not going to ask you, but I'll ask you if you think there is a Red Sox fan out there now that has convinced themselves, oh, you know what? They're just going to get Bichette. I'm happier about that anyway.
So if you get Bichette, the conversation changes. I don't see any way in hell they land with Bichette unless he's got no place to go and he signs like an opt-out laden weird
contract.
We
can lose him next year to the Cubs?
Yeah, 100%. Cool. Unless he signs a one-year prove-it deal because that's correct. All they're offering.
That is all you're going to get. And Fitzy, your other question? I think they're just going with, well, Marcelo Meyer will be at third and Christian Campbell will be at second and that's our team and we'll move forward and Roman Anthony's going to be freaking awesome. And I already had to hear with Ken and Curtis, Sam Kennedy talking about, did you know that over the last X number of years, we've committed to $490 million? That's like me telling people, I have a mortgage and I pay it every month. Yeah, no one wants to hear about your flipping bills.
Well, no.
You got a house, you got a car. That's the cost of being an adult. The cost of being a Major League Baseball team over multiple years is you spend multiple hundreds of millions. If you don't want to do that, then answer the requests of almost everybody now. Because I don't know if you have ears, Fenway Sports Group. I'm talking to an entity, so it actually doesn't have ears. But John Henry has ears.
They do.
No one wants you owning the team anymore. That's the reality. Is you have pushed people, even people who are passionate fans and supporters are now like, I don't want you owning the team anymore. I know you've done good things over 20-plus years and won World Series, but you don't seem invested in doing that anymore. That's the reality, is no one wants them making the decisions anymore. And that's a sad reality based on where we were. How many months are we removed from October? 4 months? No, bad math. 3 months. Whatever.
Three. But how about the vibes last March when they signed Bregman and we get the cigar photo and everyone says they're so back and the season's going to be great? They had someone who wanted to stay. They had someone who was like an unofficial second manager. Whether or not there were doubts about his injuries with the quad last year and how good he would be over the course of this year, let alone the 5 years he would be grossly overpaid for, I don't know. But if you were willing to upset the apple cart of last year, whether or not you cared about finding out as to what degree of dinkery Rafael Devers was capable of, and I'm starting to, even though you found out about exactly what kind of guy he was and what his professional sports character was or lacked in that capacity, they still didn't treat him well. They still did dirty by him. Now they do this crap with Bregman. When are we ever just going to get a nice? And if you're thank God Roman Anthony got his money early. Why should anybody believe the Red Sox at face value at this point?
But I don't even like the Roman Anthony contract as much because they're adding that into the, well, we've committed to 400 and blah, blah, blah million dollars.
I'm a millionaire. No, you just have a mortgage and a car and like a couple bucks in the bank.
So you signed Rafaela early. You signed Campbell early. You signed Roman Anthony early. And those right there probably total $280 million. So that's half the money you're bragging about spending. That's like bragging about your grocery bill. You have two kids and you're feeding them and you're like, I'm a great dad. I went to Shaw's this week, spent $142 on bread, cereal, and milk. You want a cookie? Or maybe that's what comes when you're a parent. You got to support the damn kid. When you own a baseball team, you got to support the damn baseball team, damn ball.
You also can't present that information in a vacuum. Like, yeah, okay, you spent 400 and whatever million dollars on your contracts. Well, the Dodgers have probably tripled that. The Blue Jays have probably doubled that. The Yankees are spending
more. Two-thirds of Ohtani.
Yeah, like, the Phillies are spending more. Like, you're right. Even if you spent 400 and whatever million dollars, that metric that you want to try to use, you're still... Right. Top third in spending in the, I mean, you got the, you are the only team in Major League Baseball who hasn't spent a red cent in free agency.
Not a free agent dollar, Dan Ball, not a single dollar.
The Colorado Rockies, the Las Vegas Sacramento A's, everybody has spent more money. And yes, I understand that they added money in trades, but that's two trades with one team that won 70-something games last year. You're not a big market team.
Nope.
You're so scared of making a mistake that you now have paralysis analysis by paralysis, where you just don't do anything at all. And it's unbelievable.
I think you're so scared of making mistakes that you make mistakes. That, like, that is actually pushing you in the direction of more mistakes.
What mistake are they afraid of now, Andy?
I think long-term deals that blow up in their faces. I think that is like their,
oh my
God.
Which one do we think scarred them? Is it Devers? Or is it the deals that they didn't do? Because this, you know, when I said Operation Fafo continues at Fenway, for example, the Xander Bogart, like John Lester and Bogarts will be the two examples I'll live and die by forever. There's no way, no reason, no possibility as to why they should have ever worn another team's uniform. Both should have been box to wire, cradle to grave Red Sox, and the Red Sox dicked around with both of them, and then they went elsewhere. Obviously, less success for Bogarts. John Lester then helps another franchise, the Cubs, no less. Wouldn't you know? Hey, by the way, Cubs, you're welcome for all the talent that the Red Sox keep whizzing away and funneling to them. They just continue to undervalue their own people. I'm trying to figure out what deal it is. Do they still suffer from Carl Crawforditis or, you know, Adrian Gonzalez syndrome or something? Because the Dodgers cured you of that in one ridiculous offseason.
Well, I do think they are also fearful of the new landscape and the expectation of whatever the cap or new financial landscape.
They're the team and everyone else isn't. Cool.
If I sign a 5-year deal and we have a lockout in 1 year and then there's new business, well, that 5-year deal is not going to age well under the new rules.